Did you know that one of the best ways to see the wild side of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway for yourself is on the biking and hiking trails? Here's John Hankey to fill you in.
The mighty Paul Bunyan may have been too big to ride a bike, but he made sure to create plenty of opportunities for the rest of us small folk with the swing of his mighty axe. Did you know that Paul Bunyan built trails? You betcha he did, and he did it with ease. Paul would cut the trees, and Babe would be utilized to haul the trees out of the great North Woods. After his work was done, everyone noticed what great trails they were. In fact, visitors to the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway can take advantage of many different trail opportunities found along the route. Paul's greatest feat was to create one of the longest paved bike trails in North America. Heck, they even named it after him. The Paul Bunyan Trail provides year-round entertainment to lake's visitors. Now you've heard the lore, so let's hear the real truth about the trail development inside the corridors of the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway. Development in and around the byway has been on a steady increase since the early 90s. A lot of the people that call this area home have relocated from areas of the state that have included amenities that are essential to the wellness of communities. One of those amenities are hiking and biking trails. Trails along the byway promote health and wellness in the community and also offer a taste of northern Minnesota with its beautiful trees and lakes. Trails at one time were overlooked. In fact, they were seen as another way to have public funding go down the drain. Trails today are looked at as a necessity in a lot of the developments in the area. Homeowners used to think that a trail in front of a property would bring down their real estate value. Today, the reality is that trails actually increase home value. As our population continues to age, physical fitness becomes more important. It is also important to not forget about the youth of our communities. The Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway has been a champion for promoting trails in the lakes area. The development of paved shoulders along the 54 miles of the byway and elsewhere has provided ideas for lots of communities to get more use out of the current roadway resources. While trails do cost money to create and maintain, the investment is worth its weight in the return of local tourist revenue and also promoting the health benefits to local citizens. Communities see the development of trails as the number one request in local comprehensive plans. A community can create extraordinary resources if they get together for a common cause. The Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway got its start as a way to improve biking and safety along a county road. The idea spurred many more ideas that eventually created a national designated scenic byway for locals and tourists alike to explore. Volunteers, commitment, and networking are keys to successful trail development. Examples of this can-do attitude are plentiful along the route of the byway. So grab a bike or take a hike, come explore the lore, and enjoy the trails and tales that make the Paul Bunyan Scenic Byway a must-see attraction in Minnesota's great northern woods.
Yep, they named the Paul Bunyan Trail after me too. Shucks, if a fella wasn't careful, he might get a big head. Well, yeah, I guess it is pretty big. But then so is the rest of me. Hey, it's my claim to fame after all.